I was not. We started going to the Church of Christ when I was 15, I think, Donna. So I had like 3 years in the church before I came here. So I wasn't real well grounded, and I was always messing up, you know. And I remember being in chapel, and I was sitting by Dan Canada, and somebody's wife, and I don't remember who it was, and I'm really glad, got up to share something. And I leaned over Dan and said, "Man, she's really pretty, isn't she?" That was a mistake. Well, it wasn't a big mistake, but anyway, Dan said, I try to make it a practice not to look at other men's wives. That was before he was married, and I hadn't seen who he was marrying, and I understood why he said that after I saw her. But there's a lot of that here where I learned so much how I should have been, but I didn't know how to be. And it was good. Being here was really good. And after I left, I didn't have to try to think about the time here. I didn't have to think about what we did. Life brings trouble. And when I was in trouble, at 2 o'clock in the morning when I would wake up, I would think of something somebody said in chapel. I would think of a sermon that David preached. I would think of just the example that was said. And I'd know how to get through. And it just kept taking me back. So this place truly means a tremendous amount to me. And somewhere when I was 31, I guess, I bought one truck, started a trucking business. Because I was starving to death. I didn't know what else to do to make money. And I'd done that. Actually, when I left here for a year, I went back and drove a truck for my uncle. But started in business, and the business grew, and we were thankful, yet there's lots of trouble. I've had federal investigators sit in my office. That's fun. And thought about chapel again. First thing, by the way, if a federal investigator ever comes to see you, they will say this to you. They're trained to do this. I found out later. Do you know why Martha Stewart went to jail? Does anybody know? Wow, you guys are on. Because I said, that's what I said. I said, yeah, it was insider trading. He said, no, it was for lying to federal investigators. I'm a federal investigator. Here's my card. So, but there were a few things that made a huge impression. I'll just share them quickly with you. In my early days here, and I don't know who started it, but David would pray it a lot. We had chapel lessons on it. Ron Goldston probably enforced it, but James 1:5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Yes. And somebody encouraged us to pray that every day. And that was one thing that stuck, and I prayed for it every day. And God does give us wisdom, and he helps us through those tough times. Second one was 2 Timothy 1:7, and when I was sitting with that federal investigator, and he thought we didn't. Stan, actually, I get to work with Stan now, but Stan was part of all this. And they thought we did something really bad. And we had an employee do something really bad that they thought we were directing him to do, but we didn't, which was nice. But they weren't necessarily believing that. But it says, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And I've stood on that a lot, and that's been a lot of waking up at 2 in the morning and whatever. Proverbs 23:7. I know this was one of Ron Goldston's verses. I think these are the three memory verses I remembered, other than one that I... Anyway, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So important for us how we visualize ourselves and what we want to be and do. And then I remember somebody that always used to say, God bless three things, faith, hard work, and prayer. Remember that? Stressed it a lot. And then I remember a lot of don't quit, stay. And there were a lot of times I wanted to quit, I kind of like quit today, really. But but God's good.
Yes, He is.
If we could do anything else, and I know we're going to do a lot of other things, if you'd lead some more of those songs,
amen.
The old songs,
amen.
I could use that.